Listen, everybody, to the words I have to say.
This is Daniel White III with the Second Coming Watch update. This is update number 866. Let's take a quick look at today's prophecy-related headlines, which point towards the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the world as we know it. First, today, under the sign category of the turmoil in Israel and the Middle East. According to the Associated Press, escalating Israeli-Palestinian tensions over the Holy Land's most contested shrine area boiled over into violence that killed six people, three Palestinians in street clashes in Jerusalem, and three Israelis in a stabbing attack at a West Bank settlement. Hundreds of people were also injured in clashes between Palestinians and Israeli police. At issue in the current round of violence are metal detectors Israel installed at the Jerusalem shrine this week unilaterally in response to an attack by Arab gunmen there. Second, today, under the sign category of the turmoil in Israel and the Middle East. Pardon me. According to the Telegraph of Great Britain, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has halted security cooperation with Israel after authorities refused to remove metal detectors at the entrance to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem following an earlier attack that left an Israeli police officer dead. In an apparent escalation on Sunday night, two Jordanians were killed and an Israeli was wounded in a shooting incident at the Israeli embassy in the Jordanian capital, Amman. Abbas said that by taking the decision to stop coordination, he hoped to force Israel to remove the metal detectors, as well as regular incursions by the Israeli army into cities in the West Bank, ostensibly under Palestinian control. Third, today, under the sign category of increased persecution, according to International Christian Concern, the Chinese government is attempting to control all churches that are in China by closing Sunday schools and keeping children from attending Christian events over the summer months. China wants to control the religion that children are exposed to by forbidding them from attending any religious activities. In one city, the Religious Affairs Bureau ordered all 20,000 registered house church members in the province to join the state-sanctioned Three Self Church. The Bureau has also arbitrarily forbidden churches from holding summer camps for children. And China, by the way, is also trying to restrict the Catholic Church. Fourth, today, under the sign category of earthquakes in diverse places, according to the Associated Press, a powerful earthquake shook holiday resorts in Greece and Turkey last week, injuring nearly 500 people and leaving two tourists dead on the Greek island of Kos, where revelers, partiers at a bar were crushed in a building collapse. Some of the injuries were caused as tourists and local residents scrambled out of buildings and even leapt from balconies after the 6.5 magnitude quake struck at about 1:30 a.m. local time. Several hundred thousands of vacationers and locals in the two countries were kept awake by dozens of aftershocks that followed the main quake. Fifth today, under the sign category of signs in the heavens, according to CBN News, speaking recently at the Christians United for Israel summit, Pastor John Hagee followed up on last year's four blood moons, which were viewed as a portend of end times events. He told the gathering, as soon as the fourth blood moon appeared, Russia moved out of Russia into the Middle East, referring to Russia establishing a military base in Syria to bolster Bashar Assad. He said, the 38th chapter of the book of Ezekiel says that when the king of the north moves out of the north, I will bring you out of the north. We are getting ready to watch the genesis of the Gog-Magog war. He warned Russia is not going to leave the Middle East. They're going to join with Iran to build a massive army that will in time try to perform a land invasion of the state of Israel. Hagee also said the upcoming rare solar eclipse on August 21st is not quite as dramatic as the four blood moons, but is an example of one of the many signs and wonders we'll see in the sky in the end of days. Beloved, you can read these stories in more detail and get more prophecy-related news at secondcomingherald.com. The prophetic passage of Scripture that we are looking at today is Jeremiah 31, verses 2 through 6, which reads, "Thus saith the Lord, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness." Pardon me. "Even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Again, I will build thee, and thou shalt be built. O virgin of Israel, thou shalt again be adorned with thy tabrets, and shall go forth in the dances of them that make merry. Thou shalt yet plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant and shall eat them as common things, for there shall be a day that the watchman upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, Arise ye, and let us go up to Zion unto the Lord our God." Beloved, allow me to share with you some commentary on this passage from the Popular Bible Prophecy Commentary, edited by Dr. Tim LaHaye, who is now home with the Lord, and Dr. Ed Heinzen of Liberty Baptist Theological Seminary, now the Rawlings Seminary. In verses 4 and 5, God makes three promises to Israel. First, Israel is to be built. "Again will I build you, and you will be built, O Virgin of Israel." The second promise is that Israel will rejoice. "Again, you will take up your tambourines and go forth to the dances of merrymakers. The third promise is that Israel will plant. Again, you will plant vineyards on the hills of Samaria. The planters will plant and will enjoy the fruit. No longer will the people have unproductive fields. No longer will others take that which they have produced. They will be glad, or rather, they will be able to plant and enjoy the products of their labor. In verse 6, Jeremiah concludes the preceding verses by pointing to Jerusalem as the center of the millennial kingdom. There will be a day which is the kingdom period, when watchmen on the hills of Ephraim call out, "Arise and let us go up to Zion." The watchmen in the land of Ephraim are part of the northern kingdom. For a long time, the northern kingdom tried to keep Jews from going to Jerusalem to worship God. But now the watchmen of Ephraim will say, "Let us go up to Zion and to the Lord our God." In the millennial kingdom, to go to Jerusalem is to go to God's presence, because of what Jeremiah has already said. God himself will reign in a visible way from Jerusalem in the person of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Beloved, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at the prophetic passages of the Bible in our next podcast/broadcast. Our second coming quote for today is from Sam Storms. He said, "Jesus will come bathed in radiant splendor, enveloped within an atmosphere of indescribable brilliance, surrounded by the ear-piercing praise of angels and saints, scintillating light shining from his eyes, irresistible power pouring from his hands. None will deny his beauty or escape its transforming energy." Beloved, now, in light of the second coming of Christ, if you're not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready today by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation. Here is how. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law and that you deserve hell. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states very clearly in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." The reason why we die is because of sin. The reason why our soul goes to hell is because of sin and death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now as I speak. You don't have to do anything else to go to hell. Just not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ said these words to you and to me. Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now that is the bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ," he was speaking of himself, "that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, dear friend. Believe that he died for your sins on the cross, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you and for me, so that we can live eternally in heaven with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Please join me in prayer if you want to be saved today. Repeat after me and mean it from your heart, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I call upon you. Please have mercy upon me, a sinner. And for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins, as I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe in my heart that he died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, keep looking up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he said, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." God bless you.